Welcome back to part two. This is the day after, the night before, so to speak. So Chris is on another bottle of wine. He's not drinking two. What is it tonight? It's still the same one as you were?
I've got fucking 12 bottles of it.
All right. An early start. Well, it's 8 o'clock. He has a rule where he doesn't drink before 8 for some reason.
7:30 even.
As soon as sometimes. That bell goes at 8 o'clock.
Sometimes 7:30 is earliest.
Right. Is that a Saturday? Weekend?
Just to control my drinking habits, isn't it?
You're not doing a right good job, really.
No, that's true.
I wouldn't say you're doing a good job of controlling them. I think they're probably controlling you.
I'm definitely sure you're right.
The bottle's wagging the glass, so to speak.
If my shit is £7 to £10 habit a day is what I've got to deal with, I'll deal with it.
Yeah. I suppose it's better than crack.
Yeah. I've never tried it, so maybe.
No, yeah, fair point. Maybe. Anyway.
I find it difficult to do this show, I reckon, if we're on cracker.
Yeah. I remember having a cold or something like that, and my sinuses were dreadful, and I was snivelling a bit, and somebody put on there, we stop racking up.
Thought you were doing a cheeky.
Having a bag of life now. No, Gianluca Vialli here at all, mate. Anyway, so we were just talking about before we came back on. A few things happened in between yesterday and today. Yesterday was Tuesday. Today's Wednesday, the 16th. We don't normally record on a Wednesday, but I'm away next week, so we're having to double up. An headline: Washington mom left devastated. I don't know what father thinks about it, but just as long as mum's all right. As sons is just 6 and 2 are diagnosed with dementia now. I've never heard of this before, but having one child, but two with dementia.
Well, in the article, it kind of says that it's a genetic gene that she had, or they had, parents had. They found it in one kid, and then they look. But when you read it, it said the kid kept having seizures and his eyes kept rolling around the back of his head.
Right.
Started off with seizures and his eyes started rolling.
Yeah.
I mean, is that dementia? I mean, you can't prove anything. But I know that in America, they've got to be tapped to go to school in a lot of states.
Tapped? They've got to have... Well, it's bad here, up to 2-year-old, but there, jeepers. They can't go to school in some states.
Yeah. And it was the same for the Divock jib jab as well.
Yeah. Isn't that Kung Flu jab? They can't go to school in most states.
What the hell world is that?
Free world.
Yeah, the most freest world in the world.
Yeah.
freest country in the world.
I actually saw, we're going to put
those Muslims are after your freedoms, not George W. or any other president.
Yeah, Tony Blair.
Horrible.
But there were an advert on telling, saying that they've just passed a law, not an advert, I'm watching something. They passed a law in America where, it might have been UK column actually, and I've seen something else as well, but they passed a law in America and they fought it. And they got it kicked out where it were forced vaccinations for kids going to school. And now they've overruled that. So now they've upheld the original law that says they've got to be fully vaccinated, i.e. they've got to have all the childhood vaccines before they can go to school. And the guy who passed, the governor or the mayor or whatever it was in that state, said there's no argument that vaccines work. Basically, it's a close shop. It's quite obvious they all work. Every one of them. He didn't say that one works better than the other one. All of them. Every one of them works. And this is what we're seeing. We're seeing people who might be genetically damaged, who are also being, how many taps have they had while they've been kids and pregnant? And then they're having kids, and all of a sudden they're going down with diseases. Because most of these diseases pre-age you. The speed aging up. Like sugar speeds aging up, smoking, etc., etc. But these things, going back to the turbo phrase we used in the first one, was this turbo dementia?
Well, I've never heard of a child. I mean, up until the last few years, you've never heard of anyone under 60, 70 with it. Now it's just creeping back to 40s. Yeah. And then now kids, but then they're saying it's a genetic thing.
You're just unlucky.
But that sounds to me like you had a...
That sounds to me.
When
they say
did dementia cause fits as well? I thought it was,
MMR. It's MMR, isn't it?
God.
That's what it is, isn't it? I mean,
But also in that article, there's no, they say it's genetic, but there's no question or discussion as usual about, say, even if it's not the jibber jab, what it could be. What's the rise in this? Why is there a rise? Why is this happening now? There's never a discussion about that, is there?
No, and there never will be, because they don't actually want a discussion in all that, do they? Let's be fair.
Like all the mystery deaths, there's never a mention as to what happened to him.
No.
Just tragic, no. Heartfelt, 31-year-old. Mum gets found dead by a 4-year-old on the road today. No discussion as whether she was tapped or not, or what it could have been. You know, we're starting a GoFund to raise some money and et cetera. It's always the same.
Yeah, I was just looking for a video then, and it was the one of that Stanley Plotkin that said, does the MMR cause cerebral seizures? Yes. Did you, in the 1960s, use orphans to experiment on? Yes. Right. Disabled children? Oh, I don't know about that. I'm not saying I didn't, but I might have done, but I can't remember. I know it was done, but I don't know if I did it.
Right. Okay, then. Sleeps like a baby. Yeah. Doesn't even look interested, does he, when he's on about it?
No.
He just looks like you're an annoyance to him.
Yeah. Just like it's normal. Like we're an hamster.
What? What's going on there?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, God. I mean,
but it takes the twins experiment to another level, that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know those traumatised kids that have already been through loads? Them orphans. Did you traumatise them again? Yeah. Of course I did. Yeah,
well, they've got no parents, so we might as well go for orphans.
Yeah,
well,
1960s.
It was 1960s. Shit about them.
Sorry. Yeah, nobody cared in 1960s. It would either use them or hamsters. And we'd run out of hamsters.
Disgusting. Well, when you think of all these Bill Knobhead and Melvin going over to Africa and Asia and destroying those entire villages of like Indian kids.
Yeah. Well,
it's mad, isn't it? It's mad. The world is run by the devil. It's Satan's world. And it's disguised as we're here to help you. It's disgusting.
I play this video. I mean, it's not about this, but I'll tell you about summer. I played it you after we'd finished last night, actually. We're back, I think it's only about a minute long.
Give two examples. So one is that people eat too much meat, right? And if they were to cut down on their consumption on meat, then they would it would actually really help the planet. But people are not willing to give up meat. Yeah, you know, some people will be willing to, but other people, they may be willing to, but they have a weakness of will. They say, wow, this steak is just too juicy. I can't do it. I'm one of those, by the way. So, you know, but so here's the thought, right? So it turns out that we know a lot about, we have these intolerance to, for example, I have milk intolerance. Some people are intolerant to crayfish. So possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the long star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. I can sort of describe the mechanism. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering.
And they're the lunatics running this show. And when people are being born with dementia and they know that they can make you allergic to meat, for argument's sake, I know that's not dementia, but where can they take it? I mean, the Lone Star tick is basically one of the ticks that gave Lyme disease or the Rocky Mountain fever, which again, a lot of the Operation Paperclip Germans came over and they'd been utilising the ticks in Russia to kill livestock, but they found it didn't affect the livestock as much as it affected the humans. So they brought them over after the war. A doctor called Eric Traub worked at Fort Detrick and at the Plum Island facility, the Animal Research Centre, developing ticks as vectors or weapon carriers, basically. And then there was another guy, Willie Burgerfore, who found Lyme disease, or the Borrelia spirochete. Ironically, he'd been releasing hundreds of thousands of ticks all across America and possibly Europe. I'd say Europe via Porton Down in a similar exercise, dropping these growth, these modified ticks that have been injected with all these biowarfare weapons.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. And then 50 years on, they make you allergic to having a roast beef dinner. And yeah, and going back to that Stanley Plotkin, they did ask him if do vaccines contain calf serum, and does that make you sensitive to milk products, dairy products? And he said yes. So I mean, they know about all this stuff. They know.
There's a massive rise. Yeah. I've witnessed this working with youngsters at work in people with skin allergies, yeah, and eczemas and stuff, yeah, like that.
Yeah,
and also, like, to write a menu, you have to before come with these 14 allergens. Who's to know what's in these things and you're not allergic to them?
I know.
How come you can have something injected into your bloodstream without doing an allergen checklist to see if you're allergic to any of them? What? Or if it'll bother you?
What do you mean, a vaccine?
It's
with
all individuals.
Yeah, a vaccine with about there's an ingredient, and I think I mentioned this before, in a vaccine called medium 199, and that medium has got about 50 or 60 ingredients in it. Mm. It's got one in it, and it's called phenyl red. And yeah, so you look at one ingredient, and that one ingredient could actually have multiple ingredients in it. And then yeah, those one ingredients could have multiple ingredients in it. And like you've just said, they inject people, they don't give them an allergy test to see if they've got any allergic reaction to polysorbate 80 or any other products that's in there. They just inject them. But yeah, if you go out for something to eat, you've got to tell them what's in a roast beef sandwich, for argument's sake.
Yeah. Can we just...
And nobody's asking why all of a sudden are people becoming allergic. Well, it's modern lifestyle. Yeah, but which part of modern lifestyle is making them allergic to normal food? Well, if it is normal food.
It's never a question in any of these articles is, why is there a rise in autism? Why is there a rise in dementia? It's never a question.
Autism's going to reach 1 in 25 by 2050. But why?
Never asked. I saw this article today. I forgot to send it to you. And this is in the Mail Online. I'm a dentist. This is why people should not stop eating artificial sweeteners.
Right.
It's got a picture of this attractive dentist woman with beautiful teeth. Yeah. Then it's got, which of America's favourite snacks contain aspartame? And it's got all, you know, the ones you'd imagine. A Rhode Island dentist warned the risks of aspartame are still unclear. So just keep taking it then. I mean, how desperate are you to drink a can of Diet Coke? Can't you just...
Well, in fairness, Chris, one Coke's not going to happen. It's if you drink 14 a day.
Right. I still
remember that. Yeah.
She linked sugar-free gum to better oral health, such as fewer cavities.
Right.
Read more exclusive. Don't ditch your Diet Coke just yet.
Don't ditch it just yet.
What's that all about, do you think? Why is that... Why
again, the whole thing is about mass confusion, isn't it?
Yeah.
They tell you the truth, and then they come out and spend months arguing against it. And all these newspapers and fact-checkers do is that.
And someone goes, you know, thinking of the water cooler moment, I'm going to stop drinking Diet Coke because I've heard it's carcinogen. Yeah, but I saw an article and it says it's not.
Yeah.
So let's just keep going.
Yeah. I mean,
they basically manufacture, I mean, I know I drink wine, but they manufacture Coca-Cola aimed at children. It's poison. And then they give you an alternative that hasn't got sugar in it, but it's got something possibly worse.
I wouldn't say possibly.
Yeah.
Wherever they use the word might be carcinogenic or could be or high probability, that means it is.
It says at the bottom of here, one 2019 study, for example, found that people who regularly chewed sugar-free gum developed 28 less cavities.
Right.
Got mouth cancer, but they got less cavities.
They got dementia. But how do they work that one out? How's that worked out? Because every time you used to go to a dentist, I'd say once a year they'd say you need a filling.
Yeah.
Even if you
Well, don't. I've got bad back teeth, and I think it's because I used to drink Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
But no one thought about it back then.
No.
I got to an age where I had my own money, like 14 when I got a job, 15, and I could buy myself a can of Coke. And I would neck one or two a day. I don't give two thoughts about it.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. I know we talked about fires at the beginning of hour one, but I've seen some pictures of a wind turbine ablaze off the Norfolk coast, I think today, 16th of August. A black plume of smoke was seen coming from a wind turbine in this. Well, it were in the sea, but the sea had gone out. And there's another wildfire in Tenerife as well, as we speak, that sparked up from nowhere. Prompts village evacuations. And I'm wondering, all these fires, I've noticed, as I mentioned before, I watch, there's a couple of YouTube people who do about yachts. There's been a lot of yacht fires recently. Like 30 metre yachts, decent sized yachts, just going up in flames and everyone having to jump out.
Is it the batteries?
Well, one of them got blamed on a scooter battery.
It's funny, I just saw an article today about scooter batteries. It said if you use a cheap charger, it can cause a fire.
But I don't know if it's not a cheap charger. What about a faulty charger?
I think there's a problem with that battery system all over. I saw a video the other day someone sent us, and it was of a guy who had to kick himself out of his own Tesla.
That's right, yeah. I put the video on, didn't I?
Set on fire.
Put the video on.
Yeah. Oh, was it? Yeah, it was on Sheep Farm. We were on Sheep Farm. I watched it.
I'm glad you take notice of what I do.
He said he had to kick his own window through because everything shut down. He couldn't get out of the car.
Wow.
Within 10 minutes, it blew up.
Mm.
Is that on purpose, or is it just are they rushing it forward so fast?
I don't know. Is it? Do you know? My first thoughts when I saw these, start seeing these yachts over the last 18 months, 2 years, is it the technology that's changed? That's not the batteries, because they always had like generators and stuff like that in these boats. But is it the technology they've changed to Starlink and stuff like this?
Well, also
and 5G.
If you think even since just pre-COVID years,
Maximus,
the battery technology it's accelerated, hence them scooters, that's where them scooters have come from, because they've come up with new battery technology, like for everything, you know, they're in everything now, aren't they? All of a sudden this new stuff has turned up because of they can do it with smaller batteries.
Yeah.
While those poor African kids mine them, all the components for it.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that has changed, and we said in the first one, nothing's changed in 20 years. No. But that's one thing that has changed, hasn't it?
And Summers will be happy if batteries last longer.
Did I tell that story on here about Lou going to an Ann Summers party?
Does she want you to tell that story on here about going to an Ann Summers party?
It's embarrassing, but it's far funnier than embarrassing.
No, we told that story about them dragon dildos.
No, this is a different story.
Right.
It's not like I'm a... Anyway... She went to, this sums up my missus, right? She went to an Ann Summers party. I think it was when we lived in Leeds. And she was embarrassed because she didn't want to buy anything. So she thought she'll buy she was more embarrassed.
She thought she'd buy that
candle. She was more embarrassed that she didn't want to buy anything. Yeah. And she didn't want to show herself up by not buying anything. Yeah. She thought she'll buy the cheapest thing that they had there.
Yeah.
Guess where it was?
I don't know.
Anal beads. I've not told you that, I forgot to tell you. This sums her up, doesn't it? So, more embarrassed that they thought she was tight, that she didn't want to buy anything.
She bought some anal beads.
And she said, you know what she said to me? She goes, yeah, but I thought, if nothing else, I can just put them over at Christmas tree. I'm not even joking, Fire. I can't believe I forgot to tell you this story.
Quality.
Put them over at Christmas tree. Then, punchline, they turned up at her work. Yeah, so you can imagine. That's a true story. Insane. That sums up my missus, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Don't really embarrass myself for looking tired. Yeah. I'll just buy some NLB.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think she even knew what it meant.
Anyway. Moving on sharply. Yeah, I should be chuffed. Yeah. Just going back to Hawaii, or Hawaii 5G, 5GO.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it that, actually. I'm going to call this episode Hawaii 5GO. Crapclaw sent me an article from the World Economic Forum and went to look on the World Economic. I was like checking up, I don't just go with it. I've been caught out too many times. On the 20th of August 2018 on the World Economic Forum website, it says Hawaii plans to be the first US state to run entirely on clean energy. In a significant move, four mayors from across the state have signed an agreement to run Hawaii's public transport system using only clean energy by 2045. So I didn't do a load of digging, but I saw noticed there was a fact check instantly, a fact check, right, come out on the 16th. So that's back in 2018, that. And it's on the their website, on World Economic Forum's website. A fact check company, I don't know which one this is actually, but it's an American one, I think. Fact checked Hawaii Digital Government Summit that we spoke about in part one was not planned to rebuild Maui as the first smart island governed by AI. Well,
right. What was it for?
Well, I mean, you're looking at there, Chris, you're looking at actually the website of the Hawaii Digital Government Summit, and it's sponsored by Adobe, Google, Microsoft, Amazon. I could go on and on and on, but there's loads of different, Cloudflare, all these massive corporate global AI businesses.
It's like those corporate companies have replaced the bloodline names, isn't it?
They're just hiding behind them, aren't they?
But they've replaced. You don't have to mention anyone's name. They just mention a corporate company. Mm. No one's attached, are they?
Well, the story was that Hawaii was going to be the first smart island, or islands, or Maui was going to be the first smart island.
Well, if you're going to put yourself in a global, insane dictator, Bond villain baddie's mind,
yeah. And you're why not go to a remote to volcanic island?
That's probably what you'd do. Does it open up and he's got his base inside?
Yeah.
I mean, but that is what you'd do, isn't it? I mean, I saw on Instagram today and they just panned around and showed some of the destruction. And it looked to me like that phosphorus dust over it looked like the 9/11. I mean, maybe that's what fires look like, I don't know. And, you know, Dresden, it looked like that kind of leveling. When there's fires, things don't level like that, do they? It's leveled with a load of trees sticking up.
Yeah, trees with green leaves.
Dreaming with leaves on still.
Not brown leaves, green leaves. And that's why they try and make the pictures black and white so the leaves don't look green. Yeah. And there were on the harbour, I noticed that the harbour, I know we've got back into this now because I've had another look at it after we spoke about it. There were actually a little yacht harbour in Maui. And all the yachts in the water burnt as well.
Right, that happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Little sparks flying off.
Yeah, sparks flying off.
Building seven, yeah. Sparks just fly over there and set fire to everything.
Yeah.
Apparently, in the Instagram video, I've not checked it, but apparently it missed out like all the Oprah Winfrey's house, numerous other, Bill Gates's house, all of the famous folk have got these houses. Apparently Bezos has got, I don't know if this
is true. Well, when you've got Ronald Reagan's Star Wars project aiming at, you're not going to aim at their houses, are you?
No, that fizzled out. That fizzled out.
Did it? Yeah.
They put billions into it, but once Ronald Reagan nearly got shot and survived, it fizzled out.
When they realised they couldn't go to space.
Yeah. They basically just developed a massive ray gun strapped to a player. Yeah.
and they have got them. I mean, I put videos on quite a long time ago, I don't know if they're still on there, but of planes flying around with these laser beams shooting. I think it was...
I saw an article today and it was... China have got energy weapons.
Yeah, they've all got not energy America weapons. Or I mean, else. They've all got energy weapons. Are you telling me they invented a microwave and didn't realise they could use it as a weapon? Here's a microwave for your kitchen.
I would hazard a guess they invented the weapon and realised they could make some money and make some microwaves.
Yeah, and kill you in your home at the same time. And who knows, all these houses, I don't know if all these houses had smart meters in them. I don't know if that's something to do with it as well. Who knows what it actually means. I mean, could they just say, I mean, it might not be laser beams. It could just be as easy as saying, right, we've got 10 people like that guy on that motorbike running around with cans of petrol or some sort of napalmy type stuff that just sets fires going. Who knows?
Could it be that Dresden was actually the test of this thing?
Maybe. Possibly. And Vietnam with napalm.
Yeah. Well, they were trying out all kinds of stuff in Vietnam. Yeah.
I mean, they used napalm in World War II, you know. They were actually invented just towards the end of World War II.
But the end of World War II, when they bombed Dresden, there was no need to bomb it, and they just blanket wiped it. And that's what it looked like.
It was not just Dresden, Chris. It was Cologne and many other major cities in America that they absolutely obliterated. And go to Japan as well. They did the same in Japan. Before the so-called...
that human beings can dream this shit up and do it to each other.
Well, again, let's go back to 1666.
Let's
go back to 1666, Chris.
The great, that what that was? Who knows?
The Great Fire of London.
Yeah, it was a great fire.
A great fire.
Why not call it the Horrible Fire of London?
Yeah, the terrible, devastation fire of London.
The lovely fire, great fire of London.
Yeah, the Great War. The Great Fire of London that destroyed everything. And then they rebuilt it all.
Yeah. And I've mentioned this before, but look at the monument in Monument, just to see who started that fire.
Anyway, on the trusting Associated Press, it said COVID-19 took a toll on heart health. Took a toll on heart health. There's a picture of a guy, and you pointed out he had a Maltese cross on his mask. He's a fireman, this guy. And it said...
Could be a symbol of the fire.
Could be.
Who he works for. But it is a Maltese cross, same one that Pope wears and same one that Queen wears. Yeah. Same ones that Nazis wore, etc., etc. Yeah.
Anyway, that aside, it took a toll on heart health, and doctors are still grappling with how to help firefighter and paramedic Mike Camilleri. Once he had no trouble hauling heavy gear up ladders, now battling long COVID, he gingerly steps onto a treadmill to learn how his heart handles a simple walk. Somehow, a mild case of COVID-19 set off a chain reaction that eventually left Camilleri with dangerous blood pressure spikes, a heartbeat that raced with slight exertion, and episodes of intense chest pain.
It's weird, isn't it? Because even when they brought out the Kung Flu jab with Bunting, etc., I've never heard it discussed that flu of any form, even serious flu that can kill you, before Divock, bothered your heart at all, ever. So why all of a sudden, as apparently a flu-like virus, how can it cause myocarditis and blood clots all of a sudden?
It's actually now in people's psyche that they actually think that long COVID, when people ring me up or ring the clinic up, and they told me they've got long COVID, all of them, bar none, have been tapioca'd.
Even if it's true, right?
All of them.
Even if... the Divock bullshit is true. What? How can I mean? I'm not a science person at all, but how can that link to any kind of blood clotting or heart problems? Even as a bystander, it makes no sense.
No,
does it?
No,
no logic at all. No. Now that article there tells you about his long cut. It never mentions whether he got tapped.
No, it never mentions that. But also the Daily Mail say, Chris, microplastic used in food packaging are discovered in the human heart and veins.
All right, another get out, was it?
So those things that my mate, who's a, mortician or what, embalmer, pulls out of people's veins that are like spaghetti, like Lady and the Tramp.
He's been buying chicken, chicken breasts in plastic packaging.
It's because he went to the beach and Lewis Hamilton hadn't been there. And there are a load of plastic, bottles there. That's why.
Come on, Hamilton.
Come on, Lewis. Sir Lewis. You've got a fast.
Can't go around in his car.
You've got a fast car and like a private plane and a
disrupt
and a helicopter.
Big net on back. Yeah,
just drive on beach and all blow up behind you. Thousands of cats die from COVID strain in Cyprus. BBC News.
It's weird. It's weird that, isn't it? Because they did that in the middle of the Divock. They were saying. And I put it down, I thought it was more fear because if you think of an old deer stuck at home who's got a cat for company and then they're saying your cat could have it. And that's where I put that down to at the time. I thought that was strange. But now they're saying, there could be a new strain.
I'm waiting for
from cat.
Thousands of cans of Red Bull that tested positive have been destroyed. Thousands, 2 million cartons of Ribena that tested positive for COVID during lunch breaks of the testers have had to be destroyed. We've got more variant bollocks just in time for the winter three dart Finnish panic. The Daily Mail report, here comes a real deal. It's a real deal this time. The other ones weren't the real deal, Chris.
This is an Omicron spin-off.
Is it a spin-off, this?
It's like a spin-off.
You can see, because when that ball's spinning, something goes and just spins off it.
It's like when they make a Marvel film, they've made a spin-off version. Right. Like a little spin-off.
A black goo version.
And this one's called BA6.
Yeah.
Which equates to 9 in numerology. And also the last one before that, which this one's worse of, because it's obviously the real deal. The other one weren't the real deal. It was just, why did you mention it then? That was an EG5.1, which is also a 9. Weird. Right. So why ever the 9s and the 1s and whatever. But
yeah, well, we know why, I think. But there you go. Fears of a fresh COVID resurgence were today heightened just before autumn. And they're going to give you the flu and the COVID. Oh, no, sorry, not that bit. Were heightened after the discovery of a new variant thought to be the real deal. Scientists have already called for the return of face masks because of the spin-off strain. Yet to be officially named, but dubbed BA6 or BA Baracus. Chris Fool. Others, however, warned it is far too early to panic and argued that pandemic-era restrictions won't be needed. Have you seen what they've just done there in one paragraph?
Well, they've done exactly what they did at the beginning of the nonsense, which is you get old fat blonde turning up saying, it's nothing to worry about, no, and all the news, but nothing to worry about. And then you've got lunatics like me and you going, here's something to worry about because I can see where this is going.
Yeah. But I'm going to play.
What I mean is, though, they let you watch the TV and they let you watch it escalate like a film.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nothing. It's just a little thing. Oh, no, it's not. It's getting bigger. It's getting bigger. It's getting bigger.
Yeah.
And they're like letting you watch it like a film or a book script, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
It needs to unfold. It can't just happen.
No. It's like watching an episode of Columbo.
Exactly. And in the middle of the divock, you're watching things on a daily basis unfold. I used to say to you, I could listen to the news in the morning and I could work out what was going to happen in the evening. My missus literally thought I had some kind of psychic power, but it was so obvious, and because the people were so scared, they were using it more and more and more, and they come up with a little problem in the morning, the problem reaction, etc. And they'd have the solution by the evening, and it was so obvious. For instance, just to go on about masks here, where they're talking about it, I remember seeing it on like afternoon TV, you know, and they mentioned that you should maybe wear masks, and instantly there's a morning TV show where they're saying you can make your own masks out of your favorite fabric and you look all right, etc. And you're like, this is how they do it. This is what they were doing. Immediately, they were telling you to make yourself a mask and making it all lighthearted. And
even though they were telling you not to bother wearing them because they're a waste of time at the beginning, then they told you they were really important. Then they told you you had to wear them. It was law, even though it wasn't law.
But then there were still some fringe magnates, as you say, saying they're useless.
Yeah.
So that was still there, wasn't it? It was all there. All the evidence was there for the truth. As always, through all this crap, the evidence is always there. Like when you look at the pictures properly with the fires, you can see the green trees around a house and the house is flat.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever seen a fire flatten a house?
No.
Except for 9/11.
Except for 9/11,
Flattened. You know, there'd usually be something there.
Yeah.
A chimney spire or a wall or something. Flattened. And you only have to look with slightly better eyes to see that it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Very, and like through the whole divot thing, you only have to look with slightly better eyes just for a second and you can see that you're being...
Had.
Hoodwinked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a new Australia trial just coming up, just timing it rightly, for a new three-dart finish. A new three-dart finish, Chris.
Right.
A new mRNA vaccine for... the continuing stupid class of Australia. I'm going to play this and then we'll talk about it after.
Babby's going to get busy.
Yeah.
Carolyn Rose is fit, firing and no stranger to a needle.
I'm a baby boomer and I've had all my vaccinations in childhood.
The 72-year-old from the Gold Coast is serious about her health.
I'm passionate about the effectiveness and the power of vaccine.
So much so, she's taking part in a new vaccine trial launched by the University of the Sunshine Coast.
if successful, will ultimately help participants receive, you know, one dose, and that could be potentially covered for all three.
A three-in-one Moderna mRNA vaccine designed to battle COVID, the flu and respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, all at the same time.
It would certainly have a significant impact on community.
Especially against the potentially deadly RSV, of which there is no current vaccine available in Australia. If the vaccine works, the trial could be extended to younger people.
A successful trial will mean Aussies will spend less time bouncing between GPs and pharmacies to get their jabs,
putting less stress on an already strained healthcare system. The 13-month trial is seeking healthy volunteers between 50 and 75 and pays $150 a visit.
Travel goes towards my next cruise.
Ned Balm, 7 News.
Goes towards my next cruise.
So she's getting paid to have that. Was that saying she's having a trial of it?
Yeah, she's in a trial. $150 per.
Where's she going?
I don't know.
Cost me that to get to Yorkshire from here on a train. A jab for 3 bollocks diseases.
Yeah. Yeah, this new jab.
Get them all in one.
I've been reading about, I've spoke about this before, but other people know about this, shedding of vaccines. I think they're not. That's why they weren't that bothered about vaccines. They were bothered about how many people got them, but once they got to a certain number, they weren't bothered because they knew that shedding would take place. So some of the mRNA, some of this, whatever it is that they've injected in people, will spread through somebody meeting somebody and shedding it, basically. Is there any truth in that? I don't know.
I remember in the middle of the nonsense how that came out about this, and I thought, you know what, because I was going to work, and I thought there's a point I can go to, but there's a point I'm not going to fucking stress about because there's nothing I can do.
Well, no, you can't do about it.
There's nothing you can do about it. You know what I mean? I'll worry about things when they're out there, but. But also, is it that though, fact? Because they did 75% of England, apparently, or whatever it was. And maybe they needed that number. And I remember you talking about this right at the beginning. They're probably going for a certain number and then they'll back off.
Yeah.
And they did. And the final push was going for the nurses, going to be out of a job. And then we've talked about this before, they backed off on the same week.
Yeah.
So I think they reached that number. And that number might not matter to now or the next. Even 5 years, it might matter to 2050, who knows? Yeah. That's what that number might mean, you know. That might be what Ferguson's statistics and graphs and models really do, you know. We get to that, in 50 years, there'll be this many people left.
Yeah. Well, we know, I think it was Crabclaws that were telling me, the replacement rate in China is something like 1.3 or something like that now. I mean, that is just, there's going to be no people there. That is, so when you've seen all these ghost towns in China, you know, these massive things that they're on about demolishing now, these high-rise apartments, is that because there's no one there?
You know? And again, is this what's happened over history, for Egypt, when they say, where did all the Mayans go?
Yeah.
Where did all the Egyptians, you know, is this what's happened?
Maybe.
A different version of this same situation.
Quite possibly. I see Hancock has raised his rat face again. I've got a video of him, actually. Another one. I've done a played one earlier, but I've got another video of him.
You're going to play 2 videos of Hancock?
Just to annoy everybody. It annoys me.
You do literally feel your fists clenched, don't you?
Yeah, you do, with his face. But I mean,
looking at that,
when you listen to this video, or listen to this audio, you look at him and you see that. Do you know that guy that you said off that gangster film that Ben Kingsley played? Beautiful Beast or whatever.
Sexy Beast.
That was it. You do see an element of that type of psychopathic nature in there. And I have gone and watched that. And Hancock here is at the Process Pandemic Response and Recovery All Party Parliamentary Group, APPG. Sort of giving evidence, they're looking into how they didn't tackle it right. COVID vaccines are, this is off the website, COVID vaccines are disproportionately harmful. And up to, so these are pushing, these are some MPs actually pushing. But I noticed that Andrew Bridgen on there, so they're not pushing it that hard. But I've not got a lot of confidence in that, in what's going to go on with this, to be honest with you.
But again, yeah, the pushing a little bit of, it went wrong a little bit. We did some stuff wrong to take the focus off the fact what it was all about, which was a mask cull.
Yeah.
You know, let's focus on the fact that we're slightly incompetent, which is what the politicians always do.
Yeah.
We're a little bit incompetent, you know, and it makes people feel good because they think, I could do that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So now, then they get the next layer of knobheads
Boris
in Parliament.
Is all right. No, he's made a few mistakes and he's fucking 99% of the time he lies out of his teeth, but he's kind of all right, you know. Just a bit of a bungler. Yeah. I think we prefer that than someone who's assertive. You know?
I don't know what we prefer, mate.
I'm not on about me and you. I'm on about, I think people prefer a politician where they can actually say to their mates, he's done this right and this right, but this is wrong and I could maybe do a better job.
Yeah.
I think that makes people feel comfortable in themselves.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's, I'll just play this.
I am profoundly sorry for the impact that had. I'm profoundly sorry for each death that has occurred. And I also understand why for some it will be hard to take that apology from me. I understand that. I get it. But it is honest and heartfelt. And I'm not very good at talking about my emotions and how I feel. But that is honest and true. And all I can do is ensure that this inquiry gets to the bottom of it and that for the future we learn the right lessons so that we stop a pandemic in its tracks much, much earlier, and that we have the systems in place ready to do that, because I'm worried that they're being dismantled as we speak.
Or a lying little rat fucker. Do you know what, Fair? I'd want him to fight back and try and scratch me with his little fucking girl hands.
Yeah, little rat fingers.
Nut him to death. I'm not a violent person, but I'd nut him to death.
Sound it? Would you use that butt plug?
Oh, God. He's acting, isn't he? He's clearly acting. And I know I'm not good with this.
Feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for me. Me.
Yeah.
Me.
Oh, I made a mistake. Yeah.
But this pandemic was real. They're still saying it's real.
Okay,
it's real.
Oh.
I mean, again, going back to journalists, Chris.
If you want to go to Moon, I could drop kick into Moon.
Yeah. But going back to journalists, I mean, we've spoke about Mariana Spring and people like that, and the BBC and all the other cretins, O'Brien and people like that. Why aren't they out delving into this guy? He should be plastered all over. So should Boris Johnson and everybody else. About the mask, people who are dying. They're still arguing that people aren't dying en masse. They've still got to fact check it all. They've still got to. Why? Are you telling me that everything they did was hunky dory and nobody died from it? But yet, he's saying that people died, as in people died because they just didn't quite get it right and people died of COVID when they shouldn't have done.
He's saying he was partly responsible for these people's deaths. Yeah. Now, if I was partly responsible for one human being's death, I'd be a lot sorrier than he was, even though he's kind of half admitting, whether you believe in all the nonsense or not, that what they did was, through lockdowns, was responsible for people's deaths. And I don't know how
these people have got the front to show the faces in place. I know he might have no choice to show his face at this place, but...
Well, I don't think he's got a choice.
But to me, it's just another limited hangout response where they just control the narrative. Nothing will happen. Nothing happens, just like the Iraq
doing
stuff.
Doing this delve into the COVID thing, and just like the 9/11 inquiry, every
Warren
inquiry,
report,
paedophiles in BBC inquiry, nothing ever happens, no one ever does out, no one gives a shit, and then it just vanishes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, BBC can't question. Well, how come the royal family know several major paedophiles that were close to Prince Charles when he was getting brought up, close to Prince Andrew. Yeah. Andrew were a good mate of Jeffrey Epstein's.
Blair, surrounded.
Yeah. If nobody can report on this, right, and take it with the money that these companies have got behind them, right, maybe some have. Maybe some people, reporters have, but they can't. The editors won't print it. Who knows? I'm sure that has happened.
What's her name? She got shot in the back of her head. What's her name?
The Irish woman.
What's her name? No, the BBC presenter.
Oh, yeah, Jill Dando. Yeah.
Jill Dando. Yeah. She got shot dead outside her house, gangster style. A guy got put in prison who was obviously slightly...
had mental problems or whatever.
Yeah.
Learning difficulties.
Went to prison 15 years, got let out, never found out who killed her.
I don't think he got any money for that, you know, either. I don't think he got any sort of compensation for that.
That poor guy. He was in prison for like 10 years.
It was somewhat ridiculous, yeah. Yeah.
Never found out who killed her, but now no one cares because it doesn't matter, does it? Because it's all new.
And that's how easy it is to send somebody down with no evidence whatsoever.
How easy it is to kill someone.
Yeah.
And the media just didn't ever talk
and
about it.
And not only
it. It's just gone.
He was sent down. Everybody's psyche. He was sent down on facts gathered by the police.
Yeah.
Which were proven not to be real, not to be true.
But yet we're still talking about, without being horrible, Madeleine McCann.
Yes.
I was actually talking to someone at work about this the other day, and the fact that they use that same picture of Madeleine McCann to trigger your mind.
Yeah.
One picture, same picture.
Yeah.
Every time you see that picture, you've got an emotional, mental, whether you believe it all or not, you've got an emotional response in your mind.
Yeah, attachment to it.
And they did the same with that Stephen Lawrence murder.
Yeah.
And it was used. Whatever happened in those two cases, that picture of him, same picture of her, creates an emotional response in you, a reaction in your mind, doesn't it?
Well, I think
why they were used because a black guy dies by getting stabbed, I'm sure, pretty regular. A little girl goes missing pretty regular. The fact that Gordon Brown flew out to Portugal.
Eight million kids a year, Chris.
Yeah.
8 million.
How many people get stabbed?
Yeah, well...
I mean, they rose that...
If Gordon Brown flew out every time a kid went missing, it certainly has some air miles popped up.
Yeah. And that Stephen Lawrence thing, it got people so scared. I remember because I was living in London at the time. I think I was living in London. But I remember the frenzy of knife crime in England. Yeah. And Americans stopped coming to England because they were scared they were going to get stabbed.
Americans
lived in London 20 years. I never saw anyone get stabbed.
When they're running around with AK-47s in America.
Yeah, no, but I mean the propaganda and the media mind fuck fight. That's what I don't know why or whatever reason. Is it just more Operation Phoenix, keep everyone shit scared?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah. I don't know.
Drug them all up, throw trauma in there.
Is the Madeleine McCann thing? Is it part of the get the kids chipped to keep them so you can keep an eye on them? Is it part of that still dragged out? I don't know. Anyway, sorry, I don't know.
No, it's all right. Well, I think that's what we're doing. Just carrying on the vaccine. New vaccines, the ones they've got in the pipeline, so to speak. Friendly virus jabs can be used to tackle, not might be or can be used, right, to tackle antibiotic-resistant lung diseases, a study finds. Bacteriophages can be used to tackle bacterial pneumonia. Well, that disappeared, so maybe we just need to bring COVID back and bacterial pneumonia disappears. Israeli study finds. Experts believe that they could help fight a growing global antibiotic resistant crisis. So this is a new one, where common treatments fail to work, making routine operations like hip replacements potentially life-threatening. Right? The problem is forecasted to cause 10 million deaths by 2050.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to kill 10 million people by 20... Fucking hell. That's... So they're basically saying they want to kill 10 million people by 2050.
Well,
I would read that.
I would read that. That's how I read that, Chris. I knew
you. Or are you even reading into that? We have now put everything in place that 10 million people are going to die by 2050.
Yeah. Anyway, this new vaccine, invented by Professor Ran Nur Paz, a microbiologist, why wouldn't it be, at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, where the study was conducted. So they're basically going to inject friendly viruses. Let's go back to Bourne supremacy. What were they doing there?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Bill Gates with his toxic mosquitoes.
Toxic mosquitoes. Inject friendly viruses, apparently, into you. And they're going to go after... Have you ever heard... Name me a friendly virus. I mean, I'm not saying they even exist, but name me a friendly virus. Because I mean, they don't know that they exist. There's only these molecules and that molecule, and that means there's a virus there. So how do they pull a virus out, a different one, if they can't see it?
I'll just say this. You know what? You can keep
it's not like a Dalmatian, is
it? I'm all right, thanks.
Yeah.
Like the Jibby Jabs.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
But that's the picture of it. You have the pictures. They've drawn a picture of that. Yeah? That you could see.
Is that the same as that? Is that... Yeah, it looks like... It does look like an octopus. Is that the same as the floating...
But ironically, the Hebrew University was part of the Zionist movement. Let's trust that one, then, eh? It's got a fund of about $800 million.
It's mad, isn't it? They just come out with these comments. The problem is forecasted to cause 10 million deaths by 2050.
Yeah.
You just come out with that.
10 million.
No one's gonna know.
Nobody's
until 2050,
know.
Are they?
No, nobody's gonna know.
Just like the old climate.
Well, if the
algorithm coming out with bullshit about climate change.
If the replacement rate stays the same, there won't be anybody there anyway.
Well. Yeah, we're always going to the moon in 10 years. There's always going to be climate global warming in 10 years. 10 million deaths in 10 years. Yeah.
It's a bit of a health, I suppose, addition, this podcast. Anyway, the FTSE fat cat bosses, that's the British stock market bosses, are earning 127 times more than the rest of us, apparently. The five biggest earners at the pinnacle of the pay table, one of them is Pascal Sorat of AstraZeneca. Who received?
We should do because they made a jibber jab that got taken off shelves, literally.
No, leave that bit out.
I didn't mean to disrespect Pascal.
No, Pascal received $15.3 million for his successful leadership of the pharmaceuticals firm.
What for making a jibber jab that failed? Even in their context, it failed, and he still got $15.3 million.
It was a miraculous discovery, Chris. Miraculous. Right.
How much of that went on Barbados?
Yeah. In September 2018, he made the headlines for commenting on his pay of 9.4 million, paltry 9.4 million, with bonuses. The truth is, I'm the lowest paid CEO in the whole industry, he said. It's annoying to some extent, but at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Throwing his mates under the bus there, isn't
he? I'm the lowest paid, he said. Lowest paid, he is.
Yeah, I couldn't give a shit what any CEO gets.
I hope he gets fucking 20 million. I don't care, right? But why come out with shit like that? Why not just say, I am well paid? That's what the job's paying. That's it. He was knighted as well, Chris, in 2022 birthday honours for services to the UK life sciences and the response to 91 DIVOC. He qualified.
So in 2022, when he made a jib jab that didn't actually work because it got taken off the shelves in silence. And he got knighted for it.
I'd like him to go and ask that guy whose wife worked for BBC, who were on BBC that time, crying, if he thinks that the AstraZeneca was worthwhile to knight this twat. I don't care how much he earns. I'm more interested in that part. Yeah.
They should have let me knight him.
Yeah. Oops, an ear. Sorry about that, mate.
Never mind an ear.
No, it's just a starter.
You've been like Holy Grail.
Bear in mind that the AstraZeneca, the weapons that kill, although there were fact check done, it didn't actually mean that, Chris, even though it did.
Right, yeah.
Weapon, Z, that, Necker, kill. Astra, Z,
if I remember in our research, it meant literally a spear as well.
Yeah, spear, death spear.
That's where we started calling it arm spear.
Yeah, that is where we started calling it arm spear. The Wallenberg family have owned a stake since probably the early 1900s. And they're the Rothschilds of Sweden, or Scandinavia, apparently. There's a potential cancer breakthrough as a groundbreaking pill annihilates all types of solid tumours in an early study. Also, they don't really know. They're allowed to print this, but if I say that vitamin C can help people, right, well, there's been no studies done of it. You know, but this is an early study, and they can now come and say this. In reality, what happens is they test them on cells in a petri dish, which aren't really living cells. They call them living cells, but they're not really. Scientists have developed a holy grail cancer drug. This is what they're calling it in newspaper, that kills cancer tumours while leaving other cells unharmed. See what they said there? All the other treatments harms everything.
Yeah. Everything before this one was dodgy.
Everything before and this
also,
one
if you
was
notice
dodgy.
What, if you notice what they've done with the arm spear is they've that whole, like, it had to be 10, 15 years
yeah.
to develop any medicine. Mm. They've now dragged it back to a year.
Well, the MAR...
And now they're saying, any of them now, they're saying, but we've already got the information. All we need to do is attach this new version of it to that. Yeah. We can literally have any...
Well, the MHRA has said in so many words that they need to cut down the time and allow pharmaceutical companies to bring these things in earlier. Now, bear in mind, they're the safety security agent, health safety security agency, and they're now saying that they were dangerous enough before. Now they need to cut the time that they bring these things in. Anyway, the pill is a culmination of 20 years of research and development by the City of Hope Hospital in LA, one of America's largest cancer centres. It comes amid excitement that cancer will be curable within the coming decade. Everyone will have forgotten that by then. A claim that has been made by the scientists who invented the Pfizer-BioNTech Divac vaccine.
I'm in then. Yeah, definitely.
So, hang on a minute. They invent a jab that causes galloping cancer. Then they tell you they've got a pill.
Tablet to cure cancer.
Is there any link there, Chris? Am I making that up?
It's like the guy who invented bullets invented the bulletproof vest.
And the gun. And the bandage.
And the tweezers to pull this bullet out.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So the husband and wife team behind the Pfizer-BioNTech, husband and wife team, you know, just at home. What should we have tonight?
Makes it more friendly, doesn't it? That makes it more home. Yeah. Like they made you a cake.
Yeah, yeah. Wife's there getting some muffins out. Husband's there cutting rats' heads off.
liquidising them, putting them in.
Liquidising rats. but yeah. So the BioNTech say the COVID jab, or inventors of the COVID jab say, a cancer vaccine could be accessible to patients within the next decade.
Thank God.
Mm. The company has developed an mRNA-based human therapeutic for intravenous administration to bring individualised mRNA-based cancer immunotherapy to clinical trials and establish its own manufacturing process. That's when you're making toys, that, isn't it? Let's test this new toy, this board game on people. Oh, you like it?
Manufacturing.
Yeah, let's manufacture. Yeah,
let's create a manufacturing process. Yeah. Do you think they're going to actually announce that they've? I don't think they'll cure it, but do you think they're going to half cure cancer?
Do you know?
Do you think that's where they're going with this?
I read an article right years ago when I was reading newspapers. You're talking 20 years ago, and they said in that article, and it wasn't a mainstream. It was something like the Sun or whatever. It said they'll never cure cancer, but they'll find drugs that just keep you alive.
But I totally get that, because you did a thing on the fact that if they did cure cancer, the whole economy would go to shit because of all the money that goes into cancer research, etc. But what I mean is, do you think they'll, because they've got these new stuff now, right? They've got so many new stuff, they could actually have a win, couldn't they? And go, you imagine that impact factor? They go, we've now come up with this pill and it cures X amount of cancers,
yeah.
And it does, and it works, right? And it does cure X amount of cancers. But there's so many other illnesses behind it that it makes no difference. So the drug companies are still winning.
No, because any idea that they can cure it, one, releases the pressure. Two, the investment.
Do they need a couple of wins, though?
They don't need anything, do they? They just need to keep terrifying everybody.
Yeah, I suppose.
They don't need anything, really.
No. Yeah, I suppose they've been shouting that they've got a cure for this and that for as long as I've been alive, I think.
Yeah, anyway, I think we're coming up to the end of hour two, I'm afraid. We'll call it a day there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could have kept going all night.
Yeah.
Like Lionel Richie. All night long.
That woman in that video as well, I was going to say, I'm passionate. Her was getting the 150 quid.
Yeah, 150 quid for a 3-dart finish.
I'm passionate for vaccines, yeah. She said.
I'm just passionate about it.
Three bollocks diseases.
Yeah. But have you ever had those diseases? No, but I'm passionate about them.
Well, that RSV, whatever it is, that came out in the middle of the Divac.
Yeah.
That wasn't a thing on my radar at all.
Last year, wasn't it? Last year, they brought it out.
Started going on it. Well, kids were on about kids getting it and all this.
All right, then. Well, thank you for tuning in. We will see you next time. Take it easy. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.